and welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And we are on our part two of our postpartum.
Yeah, we kind of went into it a lot in the first episode of this, or first part, so we figured it'd be easier to kind of split it up and talk a little bit more kind of after the recovery and things that maybe tips and tricks and just other things that happened in the first month.
Definitely.
Yeah, so where we kind of left off was going from, like, zero to one kid to one to two and what we were able to, like, do and not. And one of the big things where we both kind of, like, where Brooke had a C-section and I had a vaginal delivery, we both bottle fed from the beginning. So we both didn't breastfeed.
That was just a personal choice.
Yeah, like, I always knew I just didn't want to breastfeed. Like, it's great that people do. I mean, it's great for babies. And then formula is just as great, too. Like, babies just need to eat. I knew that I would just stress myself out if I didn't know exactly how much they were getting. And just knowing, like, I would be the only one to, like, feed the baby. Like, yeah. Unless you were, like, pumping or something. I would just, like, I knew I didn't want to. We were both not breastfed either. So I think, yeah. Like, knowing that and then, like, knowing other moms that just formula fed and just, like, for right from the start, like, not having to worry about that and then, like, learning to breastfeed is just such, like, a whole different experience, too. So
I know because, and the thing is that there's so many women who have a really hard time breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, it catches on right away and everybody is so different. But
and a lot of that too is the baby.
Oh, 100%. And it is really 100% a personal choice, honestly, and how you feel and how you want to go about it. I know for me personally, like I'll talk a little bit more about this later on in the episode, but I about like 2 months in, Levi would only nap on me, and that really caused me, and it was so great. Now, thinking back at it, like, I loved having him nap on me, but at the moment, I would get so frustrated, because I remember saying, like, I can't get anything done, he's just always on me, like, I just felt so, like, oh, I don't want to say like suffocated. You were,
Oh, definitely.
And then, when I was, like, at that moment, I said, like, wow, like, I'm so happy I'm honestly not breastfeeding, because I couldn't imagine how I would feel, like, always having him on me and not being able to share that with Joey.
Yeah.
So Joey was able to, you know, feed him because we were bottle feeding and formula feeding. And anyways, like, for me, myself, I feel like it would have probably put me into a depression. Yeah, like, I really needed my own space sometimes. And I know that sounds maybe, like, a little bit selfish, but it had to be for my mental health.
Oh, yeah. Like, you were able to go and take a bath, do whatever you needed to, and not have to worry about
100%. I was able to leave the house. Not that I did much.
Yeah.
But if I did leave the house, I knew that there was formula at home, and Joey was able to feed Levi without having to need me, you know?
Yeah, and I remember, like, the first time we kind of came up to Moncton, you were, like, so easygoing with, like, letting anybody feed Levi and being super, like, chill about it. And, like, I remember I was like that in the hospital. But then, like, once we were at home, it was like, I would like to feed, like, my child. Like, between Doug and I. And then, like, Doug's mom, Roxanne, would watch Douglas a lot. So, like, she obviously, it was easy. But it's like, you get into, like, the baby likes to eat in a certain position, 100%. A certain way.
There's a routine.
Yeah.
Like, and then you know your own child, right? Like, sometimes
when they need to burp and stuff.
100%. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. In my eyes. And, like, I felt that way, too. And there was, like, some very difficult, like, bursts of weeks, I guess, that Levi would have where he would be so difficult eating. Like,
oh, yeah.
But in my eyes, I was like, listen, mom and dad and Joey's mom and stepdad, like, they've all had kids before. They know how to feed a baby. Just good luck.
Yeah, like, like, you literally just, like, put the bottle in and, like, if they're, like, spitting out or, like, moving their tongue around, like, they probably got a burp.
Yeah. And anyways, and what also is super reassuring is actually, like, watching somebody else feed your child.
Yeah.
And knowing that they're okay.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting at dad's house once and dad was feeding Levi, and yeah, Levi would, you know, not, like, choke on his milk, but just, like, blah, blah. And then dad would take the bottle out and just sit him up, and then he would burp, and I was just like, okay, well,
He's good, fine. You got this. Yeah. Yeah, you had two kids before.
Exactly. It's fine. Look, I'm alive. Yeah. Okay. So it really was just something that I had to get through my head, like, God, like, he's fine. And yeah. he doesn't just need me. And that's something that clearly now, like, looking back at it, like, I needed, you know, like, I needed help with that. Like, I needed, it couldn't just be me, or else I would have probably been in the nut house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I know one big thing was, like, just, like, a thing that's known. It's, like, some people say, like, oh, the bond with a breastfed child and their mother is so superior. But, like, formula feeding, like, I couldn't imagine my bond with, like, Douglas or right now with Maeve being any stronger. Like, yeah. don't let the, like, if you're someone that, like, oh, I want to breastfeed just because of the bond, like, that is not true. Like, your bond with your child will be the exact same.
You're never going to know different.
Way. Yeah.
You're literally like, when never going to know school, different. Like, when you're
in school, no one's like, were you breastfed? Or were you formula fed? Like, no. Like, you were just fed. And yeah. that's great. So.
Exactly.
And then, obviously, with formula feeding, like, it's obviously a lot more pricey. Like, formula yes. is not the cheapest. Like. No. That is one of the big things.
You definitely have to plan for it.
Yeah, like, you gotta get the bottles, all of the cleaning supplies, yeah. and, like, bottles, you kinda have to switch out the nipples after a while because you need, like, a faster flow. So, like, yeah. those are not cheap either.
No.
But I, like, at least with Douglas, like, right from the start, and, like, I knew, obviously, I was just gonna do the exact same thing with Maeve, like, yeah. why switch it up?
It was easier in a way, especially for me. Like, you know, Joey was able to help me. Anybody else was able to feed Levi as well.
Yeah.
I knew exactly how much he was getting. He seemed to be fuller longer. And I mean, every kid is different. Like, Levi's still cluster fed.
Yeah.
And you know when you hear people are like, oh, my baby's cluster feeding. I feel like you just associate that with breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, Levi's still cluster fed.
It happens, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. So,
that's... I think, though, that, like, it definitely helped both of us with, like, postpartum. Like, I personally didn't have any postpartum depression. I maybe had a little bit of anxiety of, like, leaving Douglas and such. But I think, like, no one really wants to leave their baby right yeah. away. But I think bottle feeding definitely helped with all of that.
The only sure. thing, so like, if you plan to bottle feed and everything, that's fantastic. Your body, though, does not know that you're going to bottle feed. So your body still... and, like, some people have a lot harder time producing milk
yeah.
than others and stuff. But, like, your body still is going to produce that milk at first, right?
Oh, yeah. So even during your pregnancy, I don't actually know if this happened with you, but, like, your boobs will start to leak colostrum. Yeah. So it's, like, the beginning stages of the milk.
Yeah. Yours did a lot, but mine not as much.
My God. So with Douglas, I think I was halfway through my pregnancy, and I remember being at work, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And especially, like, if I was at home, if I was, like, just not wearing a sports bra or a bra, and, like, I would just start to leak, and I'm like, what in the world?
It's such a weird feeling.
Is going on? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure, like, this is only supposed to happen, like, after you have a baby, but yeah. nope, things can happen during pregnancy. And I'm like, of course, I would start leaking and producing when I don't want
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
So the first time around, it was insane. Like, I basically just had to wear a sports bra to bed and, like, almost have pads in because it was that crazy. With Maeve, the second time around, it wasn't as bad. Yeah. I don't know if maybe my body was like, okay, you didn't want it the first time.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll stop producing it the second time. Yeah. But, like, once you have the baby, so it still takes a while for your milk to come in. So if you are breastfeeding, right in the beginning, like, the baby's not getting too much. It's just kind of getting a little bit at a time. And then, at least for me, like, I knew my milk came in on day 5 because, like, the pain that happens, couldn't even bottle feed Douglas because, like, he would be still close to, like, the boob area.
Yeah, pressed up against you.
So I almost had to, like, hold him, like, football style, like,
yeah.
away from my body, and that's actually a day that, like, my husband, Doug, would feed him more, because it was just so painful. I had got these, like, ice packs, basically, mm-hmm. and would put them in my sports bra.
Oh, I did, too. So, mine was, like, day 4, mm-hmm. or so, and I remember texting Felicia, because she was like, oh, it's
did
coming.
Did your milk come in yet?
Yeah, yeah, oh, man, and there was one day, I was like, no, like, oh, my God, I think I may be in the clear,
yeah.
and one day, I woke up, they were rocks. Okay, like, oh, yeah. You know the so movie sore. Mean Girls? And the mom has rocks for tits? Dude, that was me. Yeah. Okay? And I remember telling Joey, I was like, what is this? Like, it was so uncomfortable. And I knew what to do. Like, wear a tight sports bra. And, like, when you're taking a shower, keep it on. Mm-hmm. And only take it off at the end with a little bit of colder water. Basically, you just... And I hate saying it because I know so many moms have a hard time breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But, like, for us, like, we wanted to get rid of it, right? That's yeah. what our plan was, and that's what we wanted to do anyway. So it definitely, it took probably 5 days or so for the pain to stop because they were obviously, like, really full. And, it was painful.
With Douglas, it definitely took a longer time for them to, like, be normal. But again, the second yeah. time around, like, with Maeve, it's like, I knew day 5 they came in right in the morning. I was like, great.
Yeah.
It was off and on, like, with the ice packs, and then by the next morning, it was pretty much back to normal, and I was like,
wow.
What?
My God.
So it was only a couple days the second time around, so I think it's kind of like your body's way of, like, okay, like, you don't want this. Yeah. You didn't want it the first time, so... I'm hoping that was the case.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then, like, obviously just wearing a sports bra, like, you still kind of leak a little bit and stuff, but it definitely goes away. It went away a lot quicker the second time than the first, though, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's definitely a different experience, I'm sure, breastfeeding than formula feeding, but as long as your baby is fed.
You know, we'd love to get a guest on here sometime and talk about breastfeeding, yeah. because... You know, we don't have that experience and we don't have that knowledge, so...
Yeah, definitely. And even people, like, I know, like, some of my friends, they kind of did both. So, they breastfed for a little bit, and then they switched to formula. So, they kind of have both experiences with it.
100%.
So, yeah. So, now, kind of moving on from that, we kind of have, like, what was your first freak-out moment? What was your first big cry? Like... Obviously, like, you cry for, like, little things, but, like, the first time when you're just like, what the heck is going on?
I remember, and I mentioned it in part one, I sat on the couch and I just, like, sobbed. And I can't remember exactly what it was for. Like, I must have been exhausted.
Yeah.
It was probably week 3, and Levi was going through, like, you know, he was, like, very fussy. It was, like,
a first big growth spurt, yeah.
Yeah, and he was... crying a lot, and I remember I just, like, I tried all of the things, and he wasn't stopping, right? And I remember just, like, sitting on the couch bouncing with him, and I just sobbed.
Yeah, and Levi's cry was so...
High-pitched,
like...
Dogs would bark, okay?
And it's funny, like, Doug and I both, once we had Maeve, like, we were kind of like, we don't remember Douglas's cry, like, at all. Like, it must have been, like, not...
I feel
crazy.
Like Douglas's cry and Maeve's cry are so different.
Oh,
Maeve's
yeah.
cry...
She's, like, pure girl. She's, like, high-pitched. She's, like, wow! Like,
yeah, yeah.
She goes for it.
I feel like Levi was like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least, compared, like, if you compare Douglas and Levi, like, Levi was on another level.
Yeah, 100%. Douglas is the angel child out of the bunch.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Out of the three, I don't know where he came from.
Yeah. And, he came literally from heaven up above.
Yeah. And we'll get into this later on with, like, our babies and, like, things that they went through and, like, through the years. Because, like, obviously they're still growing. But, like,
oh my God.
He's, like, pure angel. Angel baby. But for me, so the second day at home with Douglas, so it was about, it was 11 p.m. So everyone talks about this, like, in the first month, there's, like, a witching hour. So there's, like, 1 hour of the day, usually at night, usually in the middle of the night, where the baby just, like, cries. And you're just, like... Like, nothing helps at all. And then the nurses were like, feed your baby every 3 hours. So we're like, okay. So it had been, like, an hour and a half. And, like, Douglas was just crying. I'm, like, rocking him, bouncing him. And Doug's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically midnight at this point. I'm like, I don't know. Like, get me some gripe water. Give me a pacifier. Like, Douglas just did not take a pacifier. He'd put it in his mouth and just, like, spit it right back out. And I'm like, okay, we'd lay him back down, we'd swaddle him, like, literally try everything. We changed his diaper, and then I'm like, well, I don't know, just go get me a bottle. And then he'd suck it back, and I'm like, oh, okay, you were just hungry. Like, good to know.
Oh my God.
But, like, I'm, like, in tears, like, running around. Douglas is, like, rushing to go get a bottle made. And, like, we're still getting used to, like, making a bottle.
Yeah.
It just, like, goes to show you, like, even if you don't think your baby's hungry, just try to feed him. Like,
oh my God. And, like, I wish we would have done that more.
Yeah.
For Levi, because, and that must have been what it is. Because thinking, like, there was a whole, 3 weeks where, and, like, we fed him. Like, he ate a good amount.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that must have been what it was. Like, he would just eat a full bottle. And then, you know, and then I'd be like, okay, well, he just ate his full bottle, so he should be good.
Yeah, he shouldn't be hungry anymore.
Yeah, and anyway, so that's definitely,
Yeah, so that was one of my big lessons, I guess, like, with the second time around. Like, if Maeve was, she had a clean diaper, she was still, like, crying as all can be, and I'm just like, what's wrong? I'm like, just go get me another bottle. But one of my biggest pet peeves and things I've actually cried about is, like, wasted formula.
Oh my god.
Like, the cost of formula is one thing, but, like, when the baby, like, say you make a 4-ounce bottle, and then the baby only has 1 ounce. Oh. At least with formula, once the baby starts drinking that bottle, it's only good for, like, an hour. Maybe an hour and a half tops.
Yeah.
But after that, like, it's just waste. You can't use it again. So she would drink an ounce, and I just stopped. So there was a whole 3 ounces wasted. And I'm just like, girl.
Oh, and I hear it's even, like, I can imagine, even worse with, like, people that pump.
Yeah.
Like,
all of that wasted.
I know.
And just, like, going down.
Listen, you definitely do cry over spilled milk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. And then, like, my first, I guess, big postpartum cry with Maeve was just literally the first morning after, like, we got home, because I was about to go wake up Douglas and then to, like, introduce him to Maeve. And it was just, like, the surge of emotions of, like, I have two babies about to meet. What if, like, Douglas doesn't like her? Like, what if he just, like, freaks out and starts crying, and then, like, she's crying, yeah, and I'm crying?
Well, the video... And then Doug is there like, fuck. So, the video that you took.
Yeah, so I took a whole video of, like, so I knew I didn't want to be holding Maeve when Douglas came out. Like, I just wanted her to be laying on her own, and, like, have Douglas, like, just see me. So, like, if he wanted to come to me, he could. Like, I didn't want him associating, like, me and Maeve together kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, it, like, yeah, the whole video, you just hear me in the background, like,
crying
and, like, sniffling. And...
It's so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. And, like, yeah, I still, I don't think, have listened to that video, because it's just, like, watching it, it's just, oh, gosh.
It just, like, makes your nose tingle, and tears well up.
Yeah.
Aw.
But then there was another thing. So, one of my big things for postpartum was I never fed one of our babies, like, in our bed. So we would always go out to the living room to feed them, because I had such a fear of falling asleep feeding them in the bed and, like, having a blanket, or, like, I roll a lot in my sleep, so, like, rolling on top of the baby, like, it was such a fear of mine. So with Douglas, I would wake up in the middle of the night, like, literally hitting Doug. Like, where's the baby? Like, where is...
Searching,
like,
the bed.
I was searching. Like, I would be, like, flipping all of the blankets off, and, like, it was such an insane, and, like, I was in such a panic that I couldn't find Douglas, and Doug would be like, Felicia, look in the bassinet right beside you, and, like, once I would see him, I'd be fine. But I swear to God, that happened for 2 months straight, maybe even longer. Like, I would wake up, and once even Douglas was, like, in his own room, because we would move our babies to their crib, like, almost at a month, he'd be like, look at the monitor. Like, he's not in the bed. You're fine. And then I'd go right back to sleep. So second time with Maeve, the exact same thing happened. Even though, like, we never fed her in the bed ever, because it's still such a big fear of mine.
See, I never actually had that, and I fed Levi in bed.
Yeah, so I still, like, at least this time around, like, I'm not searching in the bed, and I'm not hitting Doug. My first instinct was always like, okay, check the bassinet, check the monitor. She's there. We're good. But, oh my God, I would, like, wake up, like, fully in panic. So that was, like, one of my big things. Like, it, obviously some sort of anxiety about it.
Yeah, 100%.
But, like, oh my gosh. Like, it's definitely calmed down now. Like, Maeve is 9 weeks old. And I don't think it's happened for the last couple weeks. But, holy, that first month.
Oh, I would, insane. Yeah, I never had that happen once, but I can just imagine, like, ugh, that's stressful.
Yeah. Yeah, so that kind of covers our big first cries.
Definitely.
And then kind of, like, last thing, so it's kind of like, what surprised you the most postpartum with a baby? Is there anything you would have done differently to prepare? Is there any tips you kind of had?
So, what I didn't realize is, like, this is, like, a me problem. This is not anybody else's problem. But, we just had a lot of people wanting to visit all the time and just asking to come visit. And the thing is like, I appreciate so much when someone would come and help out and visit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it would be so draining to me to have people come over and visit. So, like,
especially, like, you had Levi right in the middle of the pandemic, too.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, and I remember at the time, it was kind of like we were flip-flopping between, like, a yellow and orange phase of, like, safety. So, like, you could have people over, or then, like, you couldn't have people over.
So that's the thing. So I feel like I had gotten so used to not seeing a lot of people and just, like, hanging out by myself or with Joey. And then at one point, then we would have every single day somebody would come over. And that's, like, just draining.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it was so helpful when they were there, but just, like, me thinking that somebody was coming over just, like, gave me anxiety and, like, kind of stressed me out. Anyways, I remember, like, it was really hard for me in that aspect, and I am so thankful for it now.
Yeah.
That I had that help, because if I would have just been alone all the time, it would have been worse. But I definitely, you know, you have to learn to say no as well. Like, some days I would have probably said no to visitors. But again, like, I don't know. I just, you never want to say no to people that are your family yeah. that want to come and see.
And it's also like, you kind of like, you just, like, you don't want to, like, have your house a full mess. Like, people understand you just have a baby. But, like, for me, I still felt the need to, like, clean up.
Oh, 100%. I'm like that, like, too.
All the time. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, someone's coming over today. Okay, I still got to kind of pick up, but then I also have, like, to feed the baby and change them and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, like, with Douglas, where he was the firstborn on both sides of the family, we were pretty good. Like, I think having Doug home for such a long time, it did help with that. And we were both very easygoing with, like, anybody coming over, but it was still just wild. Like, we'd have people, like, I had in my calendar on my phone, like, okay, this person is coming over in the morning on a Saturday, and this person's coming over in the afternoon, because, like, so many people were asking to come over that I had to, like, sorry, oh, like, we already have visitors. And then you didn't want to have, like, 15 people in your house. Like,
no.
We at the time lived in a small military PMQ, just like a small bungalow. Like, you could not fit a lot of people in there.
See, I would definitely, like, reduce it to at least one visitor a day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was maybe a few times where there was, like, two. But, yeah, one
visitor. Yeah, because, like, obviously, like, when we would drive from Oromocto to Moncton.
Yes.
So you would have, like, all of us. So, I mean, I was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
But then we would also kind of be at, like, our dad's house. So that's an extra kind of set of people, too. And, like, obviously, like, everybody wants to hold a newborn. Like, they're all so cute and stuff. But it's still, like, okay.
I feel like that's the thing. Once you're there and once you have the people over, and it's good and it's helpful, but it's just, like, the lead up to it.
Yeah, the anxiety of, like, what's to happen? What if my baby's, like, freaking out the whole time?
I know. Like, and, like, people understand that it's a baby
yeah.
and they're gonna cry, but yeah, when he would start fussing or crying, like, you just get, like, so stressed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember the first time with Douglas, any little cry, I would freak out over. But the second time around, like, I brought Douglas and Maeve out to, like, Walmart when Maeve was, like,
oh my God, I cannot.
3 weeks old or 4 weeks
you did
old.
That.
I was just like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to take both babies out on my own to Walmart. So, packed up both the kids. Douglas is great, just, like, in the cart. And then I had Maeve in, like, the car seat, but then in the cart.
Yeah.
And at the time, like, she was great. She took a pacifier, so we're walking through the aisles. I'm picking up diapers and whatnot, and then she starts to cry. And I'm just like, okay. So I just start rocking her a bit. We start moving around. She's still crying. But if, like, this was the first time with Douglas, I would have probably been in tears myself because Douglas was crying. But I'm, like, the second time around, I'm like, yeah, people know it's a baby. Like, they're gonna cry. You are fine. The baby will stop crying at one point.
Oh my god, I know. It's so shitty that we think like that, but...
Yeah, it goes by literally so fast. And I think that's something, like, people always tell you, like, enjoy the moment because it does go fast. But, like, after having one kid and now having a second, it is literally crazy how fast it goes. Like, I do not even remember last week and we're, like, just a couple days. And I'm like, how do days go by so fast? And, like, the middle of the night, you're just like, I'm not going to survive this. And you wake up and you're like, I need 500 coffees today. But you just get through it. Like, the adrenaline you have. And, like, it's just surprising how you can function on so little sleep. Like, it's so sporadic in the beginning. And then, like, it does get better.
Oh, it gets better. And then they play with you. Yeah. Like, Levi will sleep through the night for a week. And then the next week, he'll, like, surprisingly wake up. And then you've been getting the good sleep. And then you go back to waking up once or twice. And you're like, what is happening? And, like, right now he's teething. So that's what's happening, right? Anyways, yeah. It really messes you up.
Yeah, and then, so I guess some of the tips now that we might have. Or things that, like, you're just not sure about. So I don't know if this is maybe just a formula-fed thing. I know, like, the first part. So when the baby's first born, their poop is literally, like, black tar.
Oh, my God.
It is so sticky. It literally takes, like, 500 wipes to, like, get the bum clean. But, like, that's just not something you think of. Yeah. And then at least, like, once the black tar is done, it almost looks like mustard seeds. And you're like, what? Like, is my baby possessed right now?
Like, did they get these seeds?
That was, like, yeah. So we had, like, a hospital visit a couple days after, and the nurse was like, is your baby, like, is the poop mustard seeds? And we're like, oh my god, yes! Like, she's like, okay, that's totally normal. So, obviously, it must be, like, a breastfed and a formula-fed thing.
Yeah.
But, good god. And then it just turns into, like, it's green, like, the grossness.
The milk, like, calcifies and causes just, like, little pebbles almost.
Yeah. And then, another big thing, like, literally, every baby is so different. Like, you just can't compare them.
No, you can't. You really cannot, because... Oh. I remember, that's one thing I feel like I did a lot, is compare Levi to Douglas. But Douglas was, again, an angel child.
And, I mean, I do it all the time, too. Like, I'm like, how is Maeve maybe not doing something that Douglas did? But then, like, Maeve is so much stronger, like, tummy time-wise than Douglas was. So I'm like, the roles are so reversed. And, like, obviously, like, I have a boy and a girl. So there are things that are different with boys and girls, even as babies.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, some babies will eat like champs and some babies won't. Some people love sleep and some babies don't.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's definitely just so different. But like, it just, once they hit toddlerhood, like, it's just all different too. And then some of the things, like, last minute tips, I guess, is like, just like, try to make time for yourself too. Like, go for a bath, maybe, like, just take time, like, lay in bed, watch like some TV shows of your own, scroll through Instagram or whatever you want
to
do.
Take the help when people offer it.
Yeah. Even if you might not want to, like, have them come over. Like, either you hold the baby or have them hold the baby and, like, do some laundry, do some dishes. Like, just sit on the couch and have a nap. Like, I would nap. I napped every day the first month because, like, it's so easy to have your baby nap. But after that, not so easy.
Oh, 100%.
And then, like, just try to, like, get some meals prepared, like, have some, like, freezer meals prepared, and maybe have some family bring some things over. Obviously, takeout's good too, but you're also trying to, like, eat good so you feel good.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Meals are definitely, like, we had made a few different meals and just froze them all, and then we were pretty good for the first few months.
Yeah. And then, trying to... Yeah, just get some sleep and to exercise a little bit. Like, just going for walks outside. Like, obviously, it's hard in the wintertime. Like, I had both my babies in the winter. But once it starts getting nice enough out, like, just get that fresh air.
Yeah.
It just changes your mood so much.
Well, 100%. With a C-section, they really try to limit you until 6 weeks.
Yes, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. With exercise and stuff. But
you do feel much better once you're able to move around and stuff. So, one tip is, like, do not, get discouraged. Like, I know some days, I remember some days trying to, like, get up off the couch and it would hurt. And I would get so frustrated because I'd be like, why am I still hurting? But just like really let yourself time to heal. Like you had a major surgery. Just, you know, like be patient with yourself is what I can say.
Yeah. And babies grow through growth spurts so frequently in the beginning. Like they're learning so much. So they're just freaking out as much as you are. Like, their brains are learning so much, so then they don't want to sleep because they just want to be seeing everything. But it's so hard at some points trying to get them to nap, and then, oh, it's just, it's frustrating, but it's also, like, it goes by so fast that you have to almost just enjoy it. So that's, like, one of my big things. Every time now that Maeve is crying about something, I'm like, it's fine, it's gonna pass, it's just a phase in life. In 2 months, it's going to be totally different, and I'm going to look back and be like, oh, that was so silly. Why was I frustrated about it?
And you almost don't even remember it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember anything about the first few months with Douglas.
Yeah.
So I know it's going to be the exact same thing
and
with Maeve.
And Levi's 7 months now, and I couldn't even...
remember.
I don't even remember yesterday, okay? Yeah. So, anyways, the biggest thing here is just be patient.
Yeah.
Like, be patient with everything, so...
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for listening to our postpartum video episode part 2. And we'll be coming back at you guys next week.
Yeah, we're going to start talking about some, like, childhood stories, things that happened.
Sister stuff.
Yeah, maybe some fights. Our parents went through separation and divorce, so us moving from different towns and such, so...
Yeah, and then, you know, also... The daily children shenanigans just never stop. All right, so chat soon.
Bye.